نويت الأربعين، نويت الأكتاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. الله said, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey his prophet, and obey those who are on authority. Anytime that people sit together, it's important that someone speak and the others listen, or else it will be a waste of time sitting and socializing all the time. But sometime you sit and listen to an advice from someone who is sitting there. The other time you sit and socialize. At least you balance. We balance between both of them. Or else it becomes our meetings dead with no life in it. The life of a meeting is when something beneficial comes out of it. If something beneficial comes, means you cannot come out of any what you say when you are meeting in your work. So you come out with what? Decisions, man.
Resolution.
If you come out with no resolution, has no meaning. No? Some politicians today, they come to the meeting and they have the resolution already with them. That's not a beneficial one. It's a prepared one. It's something that is not for the benefit of everyone. It's the benefit is their interest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us sit to remember him. The most beneficial one is to remember him. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِ. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting. When they are standing, they remember Allah. When they are sitting, they remember Allah. When they are laying down, they remember Allah. Means any moment. When you are standing, means when you are going to work and coming from work or doing something, and still you are in your heart remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not wasting your time with dunya, nonsense. Even though you are going to your work, because you have to work, but still you are الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. Those who remember Allah and mention Him when they are standing, means when you are working. قُعُودًا, when you sit relaxing, like such meetings, still what? You remember. Thinking about him, thinking about how you are going to be called for an account. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, those who are, when they are laying on their sides down, means in any way you move, you have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, instead, in any way we move, what we are remembering? Work. dunya, work, work, work. Allah said work, but there is 8 hours for work, 8 hours for sleep, 8 hours for ibadah. Not day and night, day and night. They are not work, work like the only, even animals cannot work day and night. They have to relax. No, our style today, everywhere, you work 18 hours, 19 hours, and only you sleep 4-5 hours. You do nothing else. All your ibadah is only praying quickly, finish, yallah, something else. It's okay, it saves you from hellfire, you still sinning, you are doing your obligation, alhamdulillah, you go to paradise, but you will not be someone that has an A plus. You will be someone with what? With a passing grade. See too much. See no. See, you might be, what is the passing grade? F?
D.
D. D, 60, huh?
Yeah, minimum.
Accepted. That's why those who, there is levels in universities. You have first what? BA or BS? Bachelor? Then master? Then PhD? You want BS or BA? It's okay. No problem. There is BS with a passing grade or BA, and there is BA and BS with a higher grade that allow you to go to master. Which one you want? So if you want to do BA with a passing grade, you do it. No one is saying no. But you will be taken as a contractor. You know contractor? Part-time job. You don't have too much qualifications. We hire you to do dishes. It's okay. Clean dishes in restaurants.
Independent
contract. So those who do only their obligation, they pass. Alhamdulillah. No problem. They go to paradise. But you don't go higher. So Prophet ﷺ said, you want higher? You want master? As we say today, okay. Go to the second level, Iman. Islam, Iman, Ihsan. You want second level? No problem. Second level is not like first. First, you pray, you fast, you do charity, but there is no yet. You do it out of, some people do it out of fear, some people do it out of a habit, some people do it out of to show off, but still is accepted because you did it. But you want better? Then you go to Iman. To believe in Allah, in His angels, His prophets, His books, the last day, and the destiny. Means you are going to be asked. You are not doing it only to show people and to be a passing grade. You are going to be asked a master degree. Now more research, more into depth. It's okay, that's better. You want more? Okay, now we send you to higher education, PhD. Bring 10 or 15 of professors to discuss what you say to dissertation, to review, when you make a dissertation in front of them, what you call it, professor, who are professor, what you call it? Defend your dissertation. You pick up a subject, okay? Do you work on it 2-3 years, hard working? They come. They say, okay, this wrong, fix it. This wrong, fix it. This wrong, fix it.
No.
BA, they don't ask. You're passing grade, you move. PhD, they ask you. Fix this, fix this, fix it. You begin to fix, 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 fix. Never end, becomes 10 years. You don't get your PhD. Many people, till today, I know them, they didn't get their PhDs. Because they are still fixing. And when they fix everything, they come to defend it now. Then, they sign with with honor. Some other with passing grade. That's Maqam al-Ihsan. Maqam al-Ihsan is a picky maqam. When you go in it, any black dot on a white cloth can appear. You can check it. That's good, that's not good, clean it, fix it, do this, do that, do this zikr, do that zikr, do this awrat, do that awrat, to sift you. What's that?
Sift.
To sift you. The one you sift.
Take out the stuff.
Yes, to purify and to soften you from all these rocks and unpolished characters until you become clean. He said, okay, now we sign your PhD. Now you sign your moral excellence, the best character. That's why it's very important to understand that Islam is not only you have to do the obligations alone, but you have to increase your level of purifications of what you are, your belief are, and what is your moral character are. How to purify them and how to uplift yourself. So, they say group meetings. Now they came up with something new, what they call it? Group discussions. Is that? Why they have group discussions? You know that. What's that group discussion? Everyone like Turkish bath. Everyone speak something. Allah knows from what? From east, from west, from north, from south. Is that? What is called? Group discussion.
Yeah.
What for what?
Internet.
For what? There is something good behind it. Because everyone will begin to show off of what he has. Of what is exist deep in himself or herself. Huh? Yeah, he will reveal completely because it's a group discussion. He speaks everything. If you are clever, you pay attention to what they say. They ask the one that is a principal in Arabic. They ask, from where you learned respect and good manners? He said, I learned respect and good manners from the one who doesn't have respect and good manners. Because I saw how he act, I pulled back. These group discussions, if you are good, and you really understand, you see what they say. Because most of them, they speak out whatever they feel inside themselves, but they do not get to anything because all of them reflecting the others more negative ones on the others. They reflect each other's negativity. But you, if you have a mind and understand the different levels, BA, BA, MA, PhD, Islam, Iman, Ihsan, you can realize that what they felt in it in wrong amal, you back out from it. You learn. Then you don't fall in the same problems that these people felt in. So if there is a good teacher, he will show everyone that he is revealing himself, what he has done is wrong. He doesn't need group discussion. He looks at that one with delight that Allah gave to his heart, as the hadith of Prophet said, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. Be aware of the vision of the believer, because he see with Allah's light. Say, oh, you have this problem, do this awrah. The other one, okay. No, you take the water and clean the car. You come here and mop this. You sit and read Quran. Now, in yourself, why the Sheikh told me to clean the car? And the other one, he told him, sit and read Quran. Or the other one, tell him, sit beside me, you go with me, you come with me. Why? Why they have more privilege than me? That? You say this sometimes? Yeah. All of us. Why? He knows the conspiracy of the ego. He knows what the ego needs to be squeezed, the ear of the ego to be squeezed, you said? He squeezed that in order to take that out of your heart. And that's why it is important to accept the Sheikh's decision, or else why you took him as a teacher? No benefit then. If he is going to treat all of us the same, he loves everyone the same. He raises everyone the same, but he has to fix everyone in a different way. It's impossible to fix them the same because everyone has different disease. You are a doctor. You give this one antibiotic, this one needs tablets for coughing. No. You have to treat him with what he needs. The Sheikh knows, because he is expert of that spiritual sickness. This one needs to be a Sheikh. Okay, I pull out of him to be a Sheikh, because he likes to be a Sheikh. So I make him to clean the car. He is going now to struggle with his ego. And I will see the outcome of that. So, Sheikh intentionally. Many times, Maulana Sheikh asked me, what do you think about this? And he asked, you have to answer. So he said, Maulana, this is better this way than this way. Which is sometimes correct. The Sheikh do the opposite. To torture you, not torture in the meaning of torturing, but to tell you, you know nothing. If you are shaking, then he brings that illness out. You can see it. Then you will try to run away, he pull you back. Because he wants to bring that hubbul ma'rifah, the love of saying, I know everything. You want to destroy that in you. Because when you become humble, Allah pours everything in it, in you. When you become arrogant, there is no place to fill your container, your heart container. It's impossible. It's already filled with arrogance. It's waste of time then to work with you. So that's why he say, oh, you are coming to learn, then he has to teach you. That's why in the class of the Sheikh is like a PhD. Because you go there, you know how to pray, you know how to fast, for sure, because you didn't come to the Sheikh to teach you how to pray and how to fast. It's a beginner class. You go to scholar, that's ulama, not to come to awliya. Awliya are different. Ulama will teach you how to pray, to fast. It's okay. or the student of the sheikh will teach you. But when you come in this majlis of the sheikh, he wants to raise you to a higher level, maqam al-ihsan, perfection. It's like PhD, he will begin to bring out your sicknesses. Clean this, do that. He see you want to eat this place, he pull it out from you. But you cannot resist, you ask someone sitting at the end of the table, get me that plate. Cannot do that? Like this one, they took him there 7-8 months. They want him there. He was arguing, he wants to come back. They delayed him. Because he was dying for it. And the sheikh was putting, oil on fire. He said, why you don't go back? Why you don't go back? But in reality, no. They want to clean him. So these are tricky ways. Is tricky to our ego, because our ego is so stubborn, so arrogant. So in such associations, such meetings, when people sit, it's very important that one person speak and the other listen, at least to come with a beneficial resolution, not a resolution, but a beneficial advice at the end that people will take back home with them. And remember that was a nice meeting. And I have to at least take one from 100 advices that was discussed into the session. At least out of that 100 say, okay, I want to take this advice and want to implement it. At least make something. Not only take it as a journal, put it in your book, close it and throw it in the closet. And say, I wrote it down. Hey, what's the benefit? Writing. Many people are writing down. They're writing. Put it in a notebook and throw it into the closet. No one is trying what he wrote. They has no mind. They have no head. No one is trying to what he wrote to put it in a book to write them and make them like lectures and print them like a book. And all of you, I'm not educated. All of you are educated enough. Those who are hearing me and not hearing me through the tape later will hear me. They know that they can put these into books. Or else how knowledge going to, disseminate? Disseminate. Sahaba put everything on what? Leather or leaves of trees or the skin of animals in order to preserve it. Preserve that knowledge. And that's why many books of hadith, like Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik, all of them, they were tracing the hadith from one person to another in order that to get it, because it was not written, to get it the highest level of authority that it's correct. If that, in that chain of the hadith, if there was one person who was known to lie one time even, they don't consider it hadith. Very restrictive way of evaluating how the hadith came down. From Prophet to Sahaba to Tabi'in, because it was recorded after. No one of our of these teachings, spiritual teachings, I never saw someone took the responsibility of all of us to sit and write something. Did you do that? Why they trained you there? 6 months, 8 months, for what? To come and sleep all night? Cannot have 2-3 hours to write? How many hours you are spending on emails? Huh? I'm asking you. How many hours? How many? I'm asking. 3 hours a day? And you, professor? And you? How many hours? 3-4 hours. And those who are not hearing me, now I'm asking them through this tape, how many hours they are wasting on emails, searching every news on emails 4-5 hours, at least they are, after their work, they're spending 4-5 hours, 6 hours on email, and some of them staying all night, instead of praying tahajjud, and their prayers are emails, and their prayers are news on internet, serving the whole internet, navigating through it, pulling out articles, what this did, what that did, and no one is sitting and writing these advices, these lectures. For what? Why? How people going to reach you? How many hours you are spending? For what? This is Malayani. If we need that spending, if our organization need 2 hours, 3 hours of spending time on internet for certain purposes, we will assign one or two and give them that job, that authority. It will be their job to do that. It's not your authority, your not job. Then they email you everything. But your job is at least sit and do this work. And then you say, you come up, we need more people to come. Hey, how they are going to come? Out of parachute? For your mosque or your center? If you don't have enough books and writing, you can make them flyers, lecture by lecture, then put them in one book. Why, your English is not good? I doubt it. Your English is not good? I doubt it. Your English is not good? Your English is not good? We correct it for you. You, Abdullah, also say. Never mind, we'll correct after you. If you have Armenian language, we can correct. And you, Federal Express, how many hours you are wasting? Nothing. I don't think you waste time on email. You are of different. You also? Oh, you see. And you? And Jamil? How many hours? You see? That is it. That is to learn Quran? Might be you are learning Quran on the internet for hours, or hadith, or what? That's the problem. So, of course, you cannot find any more time to do anything. How many hours on television? If 4 hours on email, on television, Ali, how many hours? 4 hours. And 4 hours on email, it's 8 hours, 9 hours. 8 hours work, 8 or 10 hours work, this is 18 hours. So what is left? 6 hours to sleep and to eat. That's it. Group discussion now we have. We are imitating the others. Send that tape to everyone. Let them hear it. Our people. We are wasting our time writing when there is a sahba and then throwing it in the closet. If not that Tahir and some other people else, they are helping him, we will not have one lecture out. Yeah? Some people working like Tahir working lectures, some people working in our office day and night for different issues. Everyone is doing something, but the others are wasting their time. 3-4 people are working, the others are wasting their time. So every meeting needs to get out of it something beneficial that you learn, take one advice and say, this advice I want to implement it today. And try for one day to, or 2 days or 3 days to work it out with yourself, and then take another advice next day and keep like that. That's why Sayyidina Umar said, if tomorrow is not better than today, it's better for me underground than above ground. I have to improve myself, improve myself, improve myself. If we are not improving ourselves, we are the same. Alhamdulillah, I know you are praying, you are doing your awrad, it's okay. But there must be an improvement in your life. Improvement in Maqam al-Ihsan. If you prevented yourself from one sin, is more rewarded than you go and do too much of voluntary worshipness. It's better to prevent yourself from committing a sin than to do more on voluntary worshipness. You will be more rewarded. Means if you pray, let's say an example, it's not correct example, but it's a symbol. If you pray, whatever you pray, 2 rak'ahs, nafil, or 3 or 4, and you get a reward for that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you, for the sake of Allah, prevented yourself from one sin, to Allah is more precious than what you did from nafil. Because from nafil, when you are doing it, you are doing it out of love. And when you are committing a sin, you are doing it out of desire. So both of them is a desire. But when you prevent yourself from committing that sin, it's against the desire. It's against the ego. It will create in yourself a struggle between yourself and yourself. The good self and the bad self. Now there is a conflict here. So if you win over, if the good self win over the bad self, that will be rewarded. That is very valuable. Is that good? Because it's easy to pray 2 rak'ahs after wudu, but it's not easy to stop your eyes from looking on something wrong or something sinful. Not to stop doing forbidden is very rewarded and very precious when you prevent yourself from doing something not accepted Islamic. So it is important in such meetings to come out with a benefit. And that benefit will increase. And as it increases, you will be raised up. And when you be raised up, you will be purified from, they will be picking on you, on every weak point or black dot on your stain. They will say, remove this, remove this, remove this. So if the Sheikh tells you, you sit and read Quran, sit and read Quran. If the other one tell him, go get wood for fire, don't say, why this one sitting reading Quran and me getting wood for fire? Because for him to sit and read Quran is so difficult that he doesn't want to do it. And for you to go and get wood is so difficult that you don't want to do it. So they will give what the ego doesn't like. You might be liking more to sit and do something, zikr or Quran, which is good, but they want you to struggle. They want to keep that struggle in you in order to to bring things out and finish with it, that it is deeply hidden and buried inside the deeper heart or the unconscious. They want to bring all these out, throw them in garbage, and make you a pure person. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الفاتحة. May Allah give us the barakah of this meeting and the blessing of these meetings and keep the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always in our heart, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of our Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Haqqani and Awliya Allah, Grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah al-Faiz al-Dabistan. حرمة الحبيب حرمة الفاتحة.